100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. Time for the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week is misnomer, and we got a bunch of stories in for you. And I'll just go ahead and let the storytellers tell their stories. Really not much else to say.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story. Topic is misnomer, and I apologize in advance. I'd been called to the office of the head of design control. I had a feeling it wasn't to congratulate me on the quality of my work. He gestured for me to sit and unceremoniously dumped one of my creations on the desk. "What's this?" he queried, eyebrow raised inquiringly. "Oh, that's my latest design in the Gone Fishing series." "Yes, but what exactly is it?" It's an elf. "Dixon, this is Gnomes Unlimited. We produce garden gnomes, fishing gnomes, dancing gnomes, gnomes of every kind. Not elves, not orcs, not dwarves. So, as for these elves, let's see gnome more. I'll apologize again. I think it's merited. Until next time, goodbye."
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. They called her Butterfly, not because she was gracious, but because she liked to see things fly. Often enough, people had to scatter in all directions when something came flying towards them. When she upgraded from apples and pears to dishes, someone yelled, "Not the butter!" She couldn't care less, and off it flew, the dish with the butter on it. It flew straight towards the head of the good old fisherman. He was never the same again. His grumpiness disappeared, and he only had eyes for Butterfly, who, still today, keeps making things fly. Her latest achievement, a bicycle. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
It would be something of a misnomer to call me evil. Weird, dangerous, perverse, cold, calculating, and unfeeling are certainly words that could be aptly applied. But evil? Not at all. If we're being scientific about it, then you could almost certainly define me as psychopathic and sociopathic, neither of which, I would argue, necessarily make me evil. You see, to be evil, one requires a sense of morality. Without it, how can I know whether my intentions and actions are immoral, wrong, or downright nasty? What you class as evil is perfectly normal to me. I think I'm lovely.
Hello, night people. Tom here, coming to you live from beautiful BC, Canada, high above the 50th parallel. Too much? Probably. Well, anyway, my story this week is called Close But No Banana. How can you be under a misnomer? Further, can you be over or between a misnomer? Exactly how many prepositions can you interact with? I could spend all day in this loop, deeply drilling down through context, or is that content? Basically, we live in a land of misnomers. Failing to update and cling to social nomenclature so we can coalesce in a group consensus. Take the singular use of they, not a they is a group, I mean R. No, they is a young, non-bind, girl, boy, or is that a boy, girl? Is they now a uber misnomer or a hypernomer? Oh. Well, that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 799 with the prompt of misnomer. Wow, 799. That's a lot. I was going to say something about it next month next week when it's 800, but I mean, what's the difference? 799 is a lot of episodes. Anyway, The Pariah, the first novel of the 5-book series, should be coming out this week. It'll be on sale for 99 cents for about 3 days. So if you're interested, keep an eye out for it on Amazon. Anyway, here is my story. Bilbert followed the strange girl down a crowded hallway. He cleared his throat. "I'm Bilbert. What's your name?" She flashed him a smile. "I'm Sabrina." He laughed. "Like the teenage witch?" Her smile was much weaker now. "Yes, like that. But witch is such a misnomer. It applies we throw newt's eyes and chicken gizzards into a boiling cauldron." Bilbert swallowed with difficulty. "Huh?" Sabrina stopped. "Look, I'm just a girl with special talents. Is that so hard to understand?" Bilbert shook his head. "No, I understand better than you'd expect." She pointed at the door. "Good. Here's our class." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
The whole class had the wrong names. Joy was a miserable child. Chastity was a total flirt. Angel was an absolute devil. Christian was a sinful boy, and Faith and Hope had none. Honor was a deceitful little shit. Scarlet was a pale shade of blue. Grace was clumsy as hell. Autumn was born in the spring. So was winter and summer. Melody and Harmony couldn't sing for shit. Rose, Daisy, and Jasmine all smelled like garbage. River and Brook couldn't swim. Only one kid had the right name. Amber sat in the corner, encased in a glassy, tan resin.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of misnomer. If you're running a little late and wanted to be a part of this, well, go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and read the instructions and, send your story in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. The next topic, if you want to jump ahead, is if I had a nickel. Well, I think it's if I had a nickel for every time. Go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You'll see the topic there, or it's on the feed, or it's here, or it's there, or the calendar of all the stories for the rest of the year. And I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you, and as always, keep it brief.